So just some boilerplate stuff to begin with, and we are recording. Just first off, your name and title and...
Michael Adams, president of BJ Adams & Company.
Okay.
And I'm Randy Gold from the Aspen Appraisal Group.
Okay. The symposium is this Thursday?
Yes.
And it's an annual event? And
yes.
What is the main purpose of it? It's to what? Bring the community up to speed on the economy of the area?
Yes, it was started in... when the recession hit, because a lot of people were confused about how it was going to affect us and how it was affecting us, and we thought it was a good idea to get the community together and sort of talk together about things we could do to be less impacted by it and come out of it better at the end.
Yeah.
And this is our sixth year.
Okay. Well, welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Town is full. Hotels are full. People are crowded in town, up and down the valley. Business is good. Real estate, by some analysts' opinion, is back. So the recession is over, right? It's over and done with.
Well, not exactly. It is in some areas. I think it depends on where you're looking. And I'm speaking of the real estate portion of it. I think that to a large extent, the other parts of the economy are doing well in Aspen, including the farmers market, which is having a banner year. The people I've talked to, they're as good as 2008. And there are certain markets in real estate where it's back. Central Core, especially condominiums, West End, West Aspen, and luxury property, which Randy can talk more to, seems to be back. Other areas are having more difficulty, struggling a little bit.
Now, Aspen is the engine, to some extent, for the entire valley when it comes to real estate. So if it's back here, is that trickling down then down valley?
I think there is some trickle down valley. We don't really, our company really focuses only on the upper Roaring Fork Valley. But activity is unquestionably increased in Basalt, and it started there first. It's working its way down. Carbondale has seen some increases in activity. So has Glenwood. Whether or not those markets are back, so to speak, I think that's probably an overstatement. But, you know, Aspen clearly has seen very strong performance the last couple of years. Snowmass is still lagging, particularly in the last 12 to 24 months. I think there's a couple of issues for Snowmass that they still need to sort out. The biggest one really being Base Village and its future. At least the project is out of foreclosure. Related's committed. I'm sure they'll do a good job once they figure out what they can do. But town council seems not... All of town council is not on the same page with Related or with each other. And until the future of Base Village is settled and everyone really knows what the development plan is going to be, and more importantly, what the likely time frame is, I think Snowmass is going to continue to flounder a little bit.
So what are the metrics? Is it number of units sold, the price of those units, where those units are, or all of the above?
All of the above.
Mm-hmm.
And a few others. How much change there's been from one year to the next or month to the next, depending on how quickly you're looking at things. And there are definitely many markets in this town. It's very difficult to determine whether the market's back, where the bottom is. People are always talking about where the bottom is. Explain that.
What are those markets within our bigger market?
Well, this is a very unique community. We have everything in real estate from... at every end of the spectrum, from palaces to teardowns. We have studio or condominiumized hotel rooms to, again, palaces. We have the highest quality you can imagine, where they're all the materials imported, highest construction quality to things that are 30, 40 years old and barely standing.
Yeah.
And then we have differences in size, differences in location. We have locations where you don't have any view because there are buildings or trees you can't remove. And then we have some that have the best views in some of the best views in the world.
And are we seeing an increase in sales across the board in all of these markets?
Yeah, we like to think about the market in sectors. And within each sector, there are areas. So the sectors, the broad sectors, are vacant land, condominium and townhouses, single-family homes, and commercial. Within each of those sectors, there are areas. There are the West End, Red Mountain, Pink and Green, West Aspen, East Aspen, Snowmass, Woody Creek, a variety of areas within those. So when the question is posed, you know, how's the market doing, it really depends on what kind of sector you're talking about. For Aspen, I think it's pretty fair to say that all of the sectors are very strong right now. There's really very little weakness. Demand is strong for virtually all kinds of inventory, although there is still a large supply of high-end 10 million plus listings historically. I mean, that just, that market is always oversupplied. The particular neighborhoods of strength that Michael alluded to, the West End, Central Core, Red Mountain, and Picton Green. I mean, those really were the first areas to respond to the recovery, and they continue to show increasing prices and are really probably the strongest parts of our market right now.
So how do you know when it's beginning to come back? Is it that you start as a realtor to get a lot of calls, hey, I'm looking for a place? Is that really where it starts?
Certainly there's just a general feeling that you have that more people are looking, more offers are being made, and more properties closing. We also see that there are certain areas, like we've talked about, that are beginning to see, and sometimes the price increases are difficult to determine on a statistical basis, because the first thing that people usually buy in a downturn or recession are the cheapest things they can find. Sometimes that's cheap products. Sometimes it's just people in trouble. Whatever reason, they buy things that are cheap because it's a good opportunity to do that. So that covers up a lot of what's happening with overall prices. But we see individual sales that are kind of record prices, and when we see that, we know that there's a beginning of a turn.
So this is kind of one of those markets where it's supply and demand. There's only X number of Victorians in the core, and so I would assume that drives the price up. When you go out to appraise something, is that a science or an art?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Both. It's absolutely some of both. It is a objective look at data and both supply and demand characteristics, but it's a very subjective analysis. When you look at this is not, appraising real estate in Aspen, Colorado is not like, to state the obvious, appraising real estate in Denver, for example, or Boulder. You may appraise a house in those markets where the house is one of 250 houses that are virtually identical in a subdivision.
And this gets back to you're looking for so-called comps, right? Comparables, is that right?
That's one of the things that you're looking at. Mm-hmm. You're trying to understand what other alternatives are out there to a buyer who's looking to purchase a house on Red Mountain that's 5,000 square feet, or a brand new house in the West End, or a remodeled Victorian. What else is out there? In Aspen, I mean, by definition, virtually everything is different from everything else. And that makes the appraiser's job much more difficult from an objective standpoint and much more subjective, but also important is participating in the market and working in the market for long periods of time so that you can understand and appreciate some of the subtleties that are at work here.
So when you are looking for comps, we are in very much an international community. There's people from all over the world own property here. Are you ever comping, say, in other parts of the country or other parts of the world?
I don't do that. Some appraisers may think that that's an appropriate methodology. My opinion has always been that to look elsewhere. And this really, where this comes up is particularly when you're trying to estimate value for a very high-end single-family residence or a very exclusive lot. I don't need to go to Beverly Hills or Palm Beach or Jupiter Island or downtown Manhattan to tell me that there are expensive properties that have sold. If I can't find it here, that is a statement about our market. And so I don't subscribe to that method of reasoning to look elsewhere. I think it's all about what happens here and what happens locally.
And the buyers are fairly unique here. We don't have the same buyers as Jupiter Island or Beverly Hills, and especially when you consider international. A lot of the international business that comes into this country stops at the coasts. It's pretty much going to Florida and New York and California and Texas. If you call it Texas a coast.
It's a different country, isn't it?
But they come here for different reasons. And
The recession really, or the downturn, however you want to refer to it, really was triggered in large ways because of real estate and the bundling of mortgages and the leveraging of those. Is it equally powerful in bringing the entire economy back?
I think it is. I think certainly you've seen some of the kind of, like we talked about earlier, that the restaurants are busy and we still have tourism that has come back maybe a little stronger than real estate, except in those core areas we talked about. But it is an economic driver of nearly everything here because we all have to live in real estate and we all have to afford to live here. And so it drives rents, it drives commercial rents, it drives and therefore drives prices, which attracts visitors or not. So it's a very strong economic.
So the real estate piece of our economy here in the Valley is?
Important.
Critical.
Yes.
Critical. Critical, just like the market when it was in the doldrums in 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. There's so many ripples. When you think about jobs, it's the carpenter, it's a variety of different subcontractors, you know, from tile guys to architects to land planners to real estate brokers, banks. The ripple effects from the real estate industry are huge, both on the positive side when the market is really strong and on the negative side when we're in the doldrums. So real estate is a, with roughly $1.5 billion a year in sales, it's a significant piece of what happens in Pitkin County and in the Roaring Fork Valley, no question.
And real estate taxes, transfer taxes, and property taxes.
This symposium is for who? What's your audience? Who's going to come? Who's interested in what we're talking about here?
It's for homeowners, buyers and sellers. It's for local, even realtors, but also the people that Randy just mentioned, contractors, people in the real estate business, and a few people that are just in the community and they want to broaden their knowledge about how this affects their livelihood.
Yeah. And the message from you get up and you had, a couple sentences to do the symposium, what would it be?
Well, the message is that if we can learn better how to work together to better our economy, we'll have a better economy. We'll be able to weather these kinds of things better than we have in the past. This was an interesting recession for us. People used to say we were recession-proof. I never believed that, and we always saw downturns when the country saw downturns. They just weren't as severe. This is interesting because, as you say, the mortgage bundling created a downturn in real estate activity, which prices went down. Mortgages here are kind of rare in the overall scheme of things. Certainly, we have mortgages.
What is the number of cash purchases? The percentage?
Roughly 60%. Now, some of those are financed other ways, privately and after closing. But roughly
the traditional 30-year mortgage. Is not the
it's not a driving force, but nonetheless, what happened is confidence went through the floor, And once confidence failed, people don't need to have second homes, which is a large portion of the real estate activity here, as you know. So we were affected more deeply than a lot of the country and longer than a lot of the country because it takes a while for that confidence to come back, not because people couldn't afford it.
We're a ski town, we're a resort, we're a vacation place. Is that discretionary money, and is that the first stuff that goes when there's a downturn?
It can be. You have to look at the buyer profile. Mm-hmm. I think that's absolutely true in a place like Steamboat, for example. In Aspen, because we have a much stronger buyer profile and property owner, not just buyers, property owner profile. Typically here, there's a very, very small percentage of people that are forced to sell or choose not to buy strictly because of the financial position that they're in and what has changed. It's really much more of a psychological mm-hmm. piece, as Michael said. Yeah. You know, when the wealthy folks are feeling wealthy, we're strong. And that is certainly runs in sync with Wall Street. Right. I mean, Wall Street, yeah, it's been a little choppy the last week to 10 days.
But
in general, I mean, the market's as strong as it's ever been. Right. The Dow's at an all time high. People that are connected to Wall Street, of which are buyers and property owners, there's a very large percentage of people that are either directly connected to Wall Street or certainly invested in Wall Street. So it's much more of a psychological feeling of wealth that drives activity here. Yeah.
Because of the recession, are you finding that people that are putting their houses up for sale now are like, I want to get out of there. I don't want to be stuck in that situation again. Is some of that going on?
Not initially. It depends usually on how long they have to wait to sell. They're generally much more optimistic about what they can sell their property for and how long it will take than the market is telling us. And it takes them a while to get a little dose of reality, unless they price appropriately. Generally, they say they're not in a hurry to sell. They can wait as long as they want, and we find out quickly whether that's the truth or not.
Okay.
And then prices drop a little bit, and things move.
Well, thank you both for coming in. I appreciate
it. Yeah, sure.
My
pleasure, Roger. Thank you.